From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Phil Grant. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia and Green counties are anticipating an increase in expenses as part of Columbia Green Community College's proposed $17.1 million operating budget for 2018-19 as the school's enrollment continues to decline. Each county pays a portion of the college's operating budget based on the students' enrollment for each county. Under the spending plan, if approved, Greene County's share would increase by nearly $467,000 for a total of $3.1 million. Columbia County's share would increase by $301,000 to a total of $3.3 million. The contributions by the two counties account for 37.5% of the total college budget. Columbia Green Community College President James Champion said the spending plan includes a 3% tuition increase. Champion said, and I quote, "Historically, this budget increases in sponsor share," end quote. The college is facing demographic challenges because of rapidly declining high school populations, both county and statewide, a low employment rate, and an aging population in both counties, Champion said. The Greene County Legislature will hold a public hearing on the proposed budget 6:25 p.m. August 15th in the County Building at 411 Main Street in Catskill. The budget must be approved by the Finance and Government Operations Committees, followed by the full legislature after the public hearing. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Attorney General's office said July 17th, the man responsible for, and I quote, "the largest theft in Greene County history," end quote, willfully failed to pay back the victims of his multi-million-dollar fraud scheme and as a result will spend the next 10 and a third to 29 years behind bars. Franklin Marone, 55, of Queens, was sentenced by Judge Terry J. Wilhelm in Greene County Court to 2 to 4 years in state prison. That sentence will run consecutive to the sentence he received in June of 8 1/3 to 25 years. The June sentence was the outcome of Marone submitting fraudulent financial disclosures in an attempt to conceal assets and avoid paying restitution for a securities fraud scheme which dates to 2004. In a separate matter, Marone pleaded guilty on July 17th to stealing more than $360,000 from his 89-year-old mother, multiple ex-girlfriends, and a military veteran. He was given 2 to 4 years on those charges to run concurrent with his sentence on the Greene County convictions. Marone was ordered to make restitution in an amount in excess of $1.5 million. A former stockbroker, Marone stole more than $5.4 million between 1998 and 2004 from his fellow ski patrol members at Windham Mountain by concocting an elaborate investment fraud scheme. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Health officials are warning New York residents about a new species of tick recently discovered in Westchester County. The so-called longhorn tick was found at locations around Westchester just recently. The longhorn tick is not native to the U.S. and is commonly found in Australia, New Zealand, and Eastern Asia. They have been found in New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Arkansas. The tick has been known to transmit disease to humans in other parts of the world, but health officials say more research is needed to determine whether it is possible in the United States. However, the ticks may pose a risk to livestock. Farmers are advised to work with veterinarians to check all animals, especially cattle, sheep, and horses, for tick exposure and to confirm their parasite control plans are up to date and working. Information is available by calling the State Department of Agricultural and Markets Division of Animal Industry at 518-457-3502. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A committee of the Ulster County Legislature has blocked a proposed local law that would ban single-use plastic bags by retail outlets. The Bring Your Own Bag Act was defeated in the Laws and Rules Committee when Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk cast a deciding vote against the proposal. Under the measure, single-use plastic shopping bags would be banned and stores would be required to charge 5 cents for recycled paper bags. Stores that violate the law would be fined. The 5 cent fee appeared to be a major point of contention for opponents of the law, according to Doxey. Ronk, a Republican from Wallkill, said, and I quote, I understand the virtue of eliminating plastic bags. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. I don't agree with the virtue at all of charging a fee for paper," end quote. At a public hearing in June, three of the 22 speakers opposed the proposed law. Opponents included the head of the New York State Association of Convenience Stores and the store manager of ShopRite in the town of Ulster. Sponsors of the bill vowed to force the proposal to the full legislature for a vote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting Dutchess County has installed three car charging stations as part of an effort to reduce its carbon footprint. The stations are intended for public use to recharge county vehicles and cost $1.25 per charging hour through the EV Connect app. Charging stations are located at Tivoli Village Hall, the Dutchess County Office Building in Poughkeepsie, and the Beacon Government Center in Beacon. A fourth station is scheduled to be installed this summer at the Chamber of Commerce building in Pauling. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.